Capitals defenceman Jay King joins me on Caps Radio. Jay, a great win for the Caps tonight, breaking that 12-game losing streak.
It's fantastic breaking that streak. It's been hard, 12-game losses, back-to-back, conceding loads of goals, but finally bringing out the win, it's great.
Tonight you had this weekend you had increased ice time with Lukáš Bořenečký being back in Slovakia for personal reasons. Is that something that you enjoy?
Well, it's just, don't get me wrong, it's hard, but you just got to keep going when you're tired, and I do enjoy it. It's just after a while it gets really hard and you get really tired.
We spoke to Jock Hay earlier on tonight and asked him, after such a bad loss of runs, what was it like in the dressing room? Was it joy or was it just pure relief? And he said a bit of both. You were obviously in that dressing room at the end of the game. What was your take on it?
Jock was bang on. It was a bit of both. Guys were relieved, but at the end of the day, we're glad that we finally broke that streak of losing. Hopefully, we can take it into a winning streak, but you just got to take each game as it goes.
And again, we spoke to Jock about Richard Hartman said last week in training was a perfect week. What was different about last week to previous weeks?
Well, to be honest, everyone just stood up. Even the backup goalies, Craigie and Forshe, they were standing their head in practice, making great saves. Everyone was trying hard, battling hard. Just looked like a total different team in practice.
Well, we're hoping to get an interview with James Wallace tonight, but he's already left the building.
Yeah.
Talking on his behalf, it's been a long time he's been out with the lower body injury that he picked up at the start of the season. Is he just relieved to get back on the ice?
Yeah, well, he says he's been feeling fine, but it's more just fitness because he's been out for so long. He's working hard, don't get me wrong, but he says he's still feeling himself a little bit out of shape, but a couple of weeks and he'll be back flying.
You were saying yourself about obviously the increased ice time has taken its toll on yourself. James got his first few shifts there tonight, but from a dressing room, it seems like it's quite a close-knit dressing room. Is everybody just encouraging James on to hopefully success for the rest of the season?
Yeah, well, all the imports are pushing all the Brits hard. James, he's still, it's his first year in the Elite League, but he's got things to learn, exactly just the same as me. We've all got things to learn, but he's just got to work hard like everyone else.
Jay, thanks very much for joining us on Caps Radio, and best of luck next weekend.
Thanks.